Good afternoon, everyone. To my family, to Judge Mark Shames, members of our City Council and City Administration, including Administrator Dr. Gary Cornwell and Deputy Mayor Dr. Kanika Tomlin and her family, to the St. Petersburg Police Department and St. Pete Fire and Rescue, distinguished guests, my fellow mayors, Mayor Buckhorn and Mayor Credicus, and fellow citizens. There is no place I would rather be today than right here with each of you at the beginning of a new year and a new term. My friends, my remarks today will be brief given the wintry weather, or wintry for us at least here in St. Pete, and so that we can begin our next 4 years as soon as possible. Now, 4 years ago today, standing in this very spot, I made several promises. I pledged working closely with our City Council and the more than 250,000 citizens we represent to tackle the most stubborn challenges facing our city, including poverty in South St. Pete, the construction of a new pier and police station, our agreement with the Tampa Bay Rays, and our infrastructure, specifically our transportation infrastructure. All of us, working together, have either resolved these issues or made significant strides towards resolving them. African-American poverty is now at an all-time low, but we're not declaring victory. There's a long road ahead to ensure sustainable progress that can't be undone. A new 26-acre pier is under construction and will feature new restaurants, an event lawn, a unique playground and splash pad, a marine sciences education center, open-air market, and so much more. Construction of our new police station is also well underway and on budget. An agreement was reached with the Rays in order to improve our chances of keeping the team in the Tampa-St. Pete area, and a master plan for the Tropicana field site has been completed and presented to the team. And our local and regional transportation infrastructure has become a priority for City Hall, resulting in the Cross Bay Ferry pilot program, bike share, open streets, and a community-driven complete streets plan that will lead to neighborhood greenways and new and improved trails and bike lanes. In fact, St. Pete was recently recognized by the League of American Bicyclists as a silver-level bicycle-friendly city, a ranking no other mid or large-sized Florida city has attained. Despite our progress on transportation and transit, the fact remains that the Tampa-St. Pete area is woefully behind our competition, and it's costing us in countless ways. And that's why I'll be working to not only bring the ferry back, but to better interconnect our city and to connect our city with Florida's other urban cities via more diverse mass transit options. We can have debates about the merits of rail or other alternative transportation, and we can debate how to pay for it. But there's no debating that the status quo is simply not acceptable. Other infrastructure challenges, such as the 40th Avenue Bridge and our sewer system, are being addressed head-on. In fact, nearly $100 million has already been spent increasing our treatment capacity and reducing the amount of stormwater that enters our wastewater system. And my hope is that this issue will now be less of a political football and that we can make even greater progress without unnecessary distractions. This is important. This isn't just a public works project. It's a public safety and public health project. In addition to our immediate upgrades, our integrated One Water initiative will help us understand how drinking water, wastewater, stormwater, reclaimed water, and recreational water uses overlap, and how we can best prepare for heavier use, a changing climate, and rising seas. And all this work complements our ongoing efforts to make St. Pete a cleaner and greener city, less reliant on fossil fuels. Our latest initiative will formally kick off 2 days from now as we announce our agreement with Duke Energy to remove our incandescent streetlights in favor of more efficient and brighter LEDs. And brighter streets also means safer streets for our residents, our police officers, and especially for our kids. Our kids, their future, is really what all of this is about. It's about ensuring St. Pete forever remains a wonderful and affordable place to live, work, and play. My friends, we have work to do. We recognize the difficulty that many families have finding homes that are to the right price and right size, and we are working on solutions. We also recognize that the very businesses we want lining our main streets, small and independent businesses, are threatened. Now, I believe in market forces, but I also believe leaders have a role to play in helping to shape a city by protecting the distinct flavor of vital commercial corridors like Central Avenue. And that's why we kicked off a community conversation last May, and that's why we'll continue that conversation in 2018. We also began a larger conversation about St. Pete's growth and future, which I expect will result in a Vision 2050 guiding document. Again, it's all about our kids and leaving our city better than we found it. And we're on track to do just that. Beyond the progress I highlighted, our new ordinances and policies and bold stances that have brought us closer to fully attaining our vision of being a city of opportunity where the sun shines on all, of being a truly innovative, creative, and competitive community. This is the result of a team effort, beginning with the men and women who dared to turn a train stop into a resort town and a resort town into a hub of arts and culture. Today, we dare to go further than anyone has ever imagined. Today, we are a St. Pete that pursues a Cuban consulate, Amazon's second world headquarters, and the World Pride celebration. We are a St. Pete that is brash enough to take on federal campaign finance laws. We are a St. Pete that has enough confidence to tell our Major League Baseball team to go look around. We'd love for you to choose us, but we'll be just fine without you too. Today we are a St. Pete of green initiatives, not green benches. A St. Pete where 20,000 strong marched along our waterfront for women's rights. And for every other right Donald Trump wishes to deny us of. Today we are a city of compassion. A city that aims to be what Pope Francis has called a workshop of peace. Today, literally today, we are a city where, for the first time, a majority of our council members are women. With Chair Wheeler Bowman, members Driscoll, Foster, Gabbard, and Rice, please stand to be recognized. This past year has been an especially important and inspiring year for women, because of women. Now, I have the good fortune of being surrounded by strong women in my life. My wife, Carrie, my daughter, Jordan, my wonderful mother-in-law, Anne, as well as so many exceptional women in leadership roles throughout our city government, from Dr. Kanika Tomlin, to our first ever female city attorney, Jackie Kovalarich, to our assistant city attorney, Janine Williams, to numerous administrators and directors, and we are better because of it. In fact, between our council members, our legal team, and our deputy mayor, as many as 8 women may be sitting on the dais at one time in 2018. So let it be known, we are proud of our progress and our progressivism, especially right now, when good people from throughout our nation, our state, and our world are looking for rays of hope and even refuge. And so we must continue to lead, not slow down. We must continue to shine bright and not dim our light for others. So join with me today. Join with our city council. Join with our city's business leaders, faith leaders, neighborhood leaders, and everyone who makes positive contributions to our city in moving us forward and finishing the work we have begun. And let's do so united, because a united St. Pete is an unstoppable St. Pete. Thank you, and God bless you, and God bless the city of St. Pete.
It is my pleasure to introduce to you Elder Dr. G. Greg Murray, pastor of Mount Zion Primitive Baptist Church, who will offer up the benediction.
Let us pray. God, we thank you for allowing us to witness this special day in the life of our city. We thank you for letting our light shine in this present darkness. We ask you to enable us to stand against injustice, hate, intolerance, exclusion, and corruption. Empower our light to expose the darkness for the purpose of freedom, justice, and equality for all. Strengthen our ways towards a more righteous and excellent way of life. Examine us continually and lift us up ever closer towards your unifying love. Where there is hate, bring love. Where there is darkness, bring light. Where there is division, bring unity. Where there is bigotry, bring tolerance. Where there is discrimination, bring justice. We ask you to bless this city, to guide this mayor, to direct this city council, and to take us higher as one city. And so as we go forth from these hallowed steps, back to our groups, our organizations, our jobs, our departments, our ministries, our neighborhoods, our communities, our families, and our friends, we carry with us the divine challenge that the best of St. Petersburg has yet to be realized. City of St. Petersburg, we are one city, but there are still divisions. And so we declare to you on these steps of our city hall that the invisible wall that has lined Central Avenue and that has divided this great city in so many ways for too long, by north and by south, is cracking and crumbling and will completely come down. And only then we can truly be a seamless city. We declare that the power of unity that can unite us all will flourish under the daylight of a righteous humanitarian effort. We declare to you today that now is the time that we are the people who carry the torch of a unified city. We, the people of this great city, implore this mayor and his administration and this city council to take this city to even higher heights, where every citizen, regardless of race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, gender, socioeconomic status, or age, can feel a sense of rightful citizenship to everything that this city offers and promises. Teach us, O God, that all of us are divinely connected to each other by a power that is greater than all of us, and that our connection to that power and to one another is forever rooted and grounded in compassion and love toward our fellow man. So onward, upward, and forward we go together. And as we conclude this momentous service, please take the person's hand next to you and declare with me, we are one city.
We are one city.
We are diverse.
We are diverse.
We are together.
We are together.
We are united.
We are united.
We are blessed.
We are blessed.
We are St. Petersburg. May God bless Mayor Rick Kreisman, and may God bless the city of St. Petersburg.